Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
He who has ears ought to hear. Hear what, we may be asking? Well, what God is actually trying to tell us. If you're listening to this, God has given you the gift of faith. You know that God exists. Every single person is in a different place on their journey who is hearing my voice. From one day to the next. So I want to read the readings with some commentary, and I ask that we pray right now to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, come. I am humbly asking for you to help me hear what I need to hear. Okay, Exodus 16. The children of Israel set out from Elim and came into the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departure from the land of Egypt. Here in the desert, the whole assembly of the children of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The children of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt as we sat by our flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. But you had led us into this desert to make the whole community die of famine." Then the Lord said to Moses, I'm actually going to stop here. So here all the people are whining at Moses and Aaron because they led them out of Egypt. They just went through the parting of the Red Sea and the Egyptians were killed and they are quote unquote free. But now they're like, hey, look at what you did. We're going to die out here starving to death. When back in Egypt as slaves, at least we had flesh pots and bread next to us, right? Flesh pots, meaning like they had their meat and their bread. Moving on, then the Lord said to Moses, I will now rain down bread from heaven for you. Each day the people are to go out and gather their daily portion. Thus, I will test them to see whether they follow my instructions or not. On the sixth day, however, when they prepare what they bring in, let it be twice as much as they gather on the other days. So God's basically saying, look, I'm coming in. I'm going to give you food. It's going to be manna from heaven, bread from me, God. And I'm going to test you all and make sure that you actually follow my instructions. Because I'm sure God's a little upset with the grumbling and the whining of the people. That's my interpretation. I don't think God ever gets mad per se, but he has righteous indignation. And yes, he has shown his wrath. And he's just a little, you know, maybe upset with the lack of faith. Did you not remember what I just did, parting the sea? Hello, we forget so often how awesome God is in our lives. Okay, then Moses said to Aaron, tell the whole congregation, the children of Israel, present yourselves before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling. When Aaron announced this to the whole assembly of the children of Israel, they turned toward the desert, and lo, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, I have heard the grumbling of the children of Israel. Tell them, in the evening twilight you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread, so that you may know that I, the Lord, am your God. And in the evening quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning a dew lay about the camp. And when the dew evaporated, there on the surface of the desert were fine flakes, like hoar frost on the ground. On seeing it, the children of Israel asked one another, what is this? For they did not know what it was. But Moses told them, this is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. Notice, the flesh is at night, and in the morning, bread. Give us this day our daily bread. So the responsorial psalm, the Lord gave them bread from heaven. They tempted God in their hearts by demanding the food that they craved. Yes, they spoke against God, saying, can God spread a table in the desert? The Lord gave them the bread from heaven. Yet he commanded the skies above and the doors of heaven he opened. He rained manna upon them for food and gave them heavenly bread. The Lord gave them bread from heaven. Man ate the bread of angels, food he sent them in abundance. He stirred up the east wind in the heavens, and by his power brought on the south wind. The Lord gave them bread from heaven, and he rained meat upon them like dust, and like the sand of the sea, winged fowl, which fell in the midst of their camp, round about their tents. The Lord gave them bread from heaven. The Alleluia, the seed is the word of God. Christ is the sower. All who come to him will live forever. The Gospel of Matthew 13, verse 1 through 9. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. And it sprang up at once, but because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched. It withered for the lack of roots. Some seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. That is so rich. So what I gathered out of that for me, my end game in prayer, was humility. Humility. All of the people who just went through the parting of the Red Sea and had seen all of these tragic diseases and catastrophes happen to the Egyptians are now whining and moaning and groaning to God because they have their wants and their needs and their cravings and their desires. And then when you look at the gospel, and of course, the psalm, the responsorial psalm, just reinforces the fact that God is giving us that heavenly manna every morning. Give us this day our daily bread. Are you humble enough to receive that daily bread, that word of God in the Alleluia, right? The sower is the seed. Or the sower is dropping the seeds, and the word of God is what we should be reading every day, asking the Lord to give us the ears to hear so that we can be humble throughout the day and remember the power of the Lord in our lives. And then you get to the parable of the sower of the seed, right? He's dropping seed on the path. It's the birds are eating it up. That's because we're not humble. We're not having the manna in the morning. We're not giving ourselves and surrendering ourselves to God for that day. We're getting up. We're living our lives by ourselves, filled with pride. And therefore, our soil isn't rich. We're not ready to receive. Or the world, the minute we maybe we're filled with faith for that day, and the minute we have a little bit of persecution or chastisement, we shudder away and we go back to our old worldly ways because we don't have God's word. We don't understand God in our lives. So again, it all goes back to humility for me. There's not a soul in hell who has humility. And there is not a soul in heaven who has pride. So how are you going to approach today? Are you going to be humble and get on your knees and ask the Lord for forgiveness? Ask the Lord to put his seed, his word, his ways, his truth, his life in you? Or are you going to be a grumbling child of his, whining about all the things you want that he hasn't given you? I'm still here. I just wanted you to think about that for a minute. So let's choose humility today. Let's choose to be humble and love God. Ask him to give us the desire to have our daily bread every day in prayer, in his word. The more you read his word, the more his word reads you. It will speak to you. It will take time. You may have the seed dropping on the path where you close the book and you're like, I don't have a clue what that meant. But as I've mentioned many times, you just take that step close to God and he's going to draw you near. He will open your mind, your ears to hear, your eyes to see. Take off those layers that you can now be fully in his light and understand how you fit in that world. So let's be humble today, Lord. Please give us humility. Please help us exercise humility and show your power in our lives. Glorify you in our day by giving you praise and thanks and credit for things and thanking you along the way as the seeds drop and we see you throughout our day. Lord, please shower humility on us today and every day. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day. Take care.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.